Hi, I'm Justin Cattanoso, and you're listening to The Business Report on 88.5 WFDD, a partnership with the Triad Business Journal. With the weekend upon us and the Super Bowl on Sunday, it seems like a really good time to talk about, well, alcohol. Owen Covington has been covering the steady emergence of the beer, wine, and spirits industry in the Triad, and he joins me now. Welcome, Owen.
Thanks for having me.
Owen, let's start with beer. We have lots of new microbreweries that are opening here in the Triad, but the biggest breweries here, you know, and the oldest ones, Natty Greens and Greensboro, Foothills and Winston-Salem, they're expanding. Tell us about that.
Well, you look at Natty Greens, and they have been talking for about a year now that they are looking to expand. This is as their footprint on the East Coast grows. They're looking to get up to about 100,000 barrel capacity on an annual basis, and they're going to need more space than they have on in their facility on Lee Street now. So they've been looking around Greensboro. They've also said they're looking in other cities, and so there's the possibility that they could relocate outside Greensboro, outside the Triad, even outside the state. Foothills, at the same time, has been growing its footprint at their commercial production brewery on Kimwell Drive. They're investing there. They've bought some additional acreage. They're adding a tasting room there, really sort of making it a destination. But you see both of these sort of longstanding members of the brewing community in Triad starting to spread their wings a little bit.
Yeah. So Foothills in particular, this is kind of a special weekend for them. They've got a particular beer that they only bring out once a year.
That's right. It's called Sexual Chocolate Imperial Stout.
Okay.
It is a very dark, chocolatey beer that is really highly regarded among craft beer aficionados, and those folks will be lining up early Saturday morning, starting at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
We'll line up outside the downtown Winston-Salem pub for an 8 a.m. opening where they can go in and buy 22-ounce bottles of sexual chocolate until it runs out, and it's supposed to run out pretty quickly.
So we know the beer is booming here, but it seems like this distilling is also taking off. We've got stuff going on in Greensboro and Winston-Salem. What's going on?
Well, there was some news this week that a gentleman named Bill Norman, who with his wife had started a massage therapy practice called Needed Energy years ago. Well, now he, with his son, is starting a distilling company in Greensboro. It's called Greensboro Distilling Company. They're looking for a location. They're hoping to start produce spirits by the end of the year. And then you look over in Winston-Salem, you've already got two new distilleries that are in production, although their products aren't available yet. You have a Broad Branch Distillery on Trade Street in the redevelopment of the Big Winston Warehouse.
Yeah.
Over at West End Millworks, you have Sutler Spirit Company. Both of those have been able to raise money, been able to get their equipment. They're in production. They're looking to hopefully have their spirits available to the general public here before too long.
What are they distilling?
Well, it's a mix. You've got your clear spirits like gin and vodka that are going to be available sooner than later. Other spirits like bourbon, they have to age longer within charred oak barrels, and so it's going to take a couple of years for that to be produced.
Is there money to be made in this? We know they're making money in beer.
Well, I think people are seeing craft distilling as sort of this next wave, but there's a pretty big investment on the front end in this equipment and space, and you've got time involved as well. Beer can be produced relatively quickly. Spirits take a little longer. Craft distilling is emerging, but it's also going to get crowded pretty quickly, I would think.
Oh, and I mean, I don't know about you, but when I'm looking for a nice bottle of wine, I mean, I'm willing to pay anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000 a bottle for a good French wine. How about you?
At least. If I get it for that, I buy two.
Yeah. So, I mean, the big story in the Triad this week has been the fact that 70-some bottles of wine from the French Laundry in Napa Valley somehow showed up in Greensboro. Some of these bottles priced more than $15,000 a piece, $300,000 total for, several dozen bottles of wine. And the big question is who got the wine here in Greensboro or in this area? And we don't know. Why don't we know the answer to that question?
Well, the investigators out in California, they said it was found in the Greensboro area. But apparently they didn't really communicate with local law enforcement here. And by Greensboro area, do you mean Greensboro proper? Do you mean somewhere within the Triad that someone in California is just referring to as the Greensboro area? And so those details really haven't come through yet, and no one in the local wine community has stood up and said, hey, yeah, they were in my cellar. So until that comes, until law enforcement shares a bit more, we're going to remain in the dark.
So you don't have any of this wine?
Under the advice of counsel, I will not comment on that.
That's great. Well, I don't have any of it either. Owen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
To read Owen Covington's stories and more breaking business news from the region, go to the Triad Business Journal online at triad.bizjournals.com. For WFDD News with this week's business report, I'm Justin Cattanoso.